All this week, volunteers and staff at the Pitkin County Library have been boxing up books and hauling them to a new location. For the next several months, the library will operate out of the former Aspen Art Museum, or Old Powerhouse. The move allows construction on the library building. I caught up with head librarian Kathy Chandler mid-move.
We're moving from about 30,000 square feet, and we've only got about 7,000 square feet down there. So we're trying to pick out the things that we think will be the most heavily used over the summer. It's going to be the children's library, the new collection for the teens, and then a lot of the non-print for the adults. We've gone through, had the music librarians go through and pick out the classical CDs and popular CDs to support the music festival during the summer. But as far as the adult book collection, that is only going to be the new books. And of course, we buy several thousand books a year, and that will grow as the year progresses down there.
And so the new location will be the library until January?
That's correct, until the end of January, at which point then we'll hope to move back in here. We'll hope that the construction's complete.
Construction crews are already constructing a new children's library on the east side of the building. The project adds an additional 7,000 square feet of space, including a mezzanine for the fiction collection, an outdoor reading deck, even a cafe. It's going to look different.
It'll definitely look very different. One of the big things that we're really looking forward to is the shelves will be a lot lower and more spread out so that people can find wheelchairs or able to have access to the collection.
Right now, Chandler and her staff are moving not only the books, but the shelves too. It's not an easy task. If you stack all the books cover to cover, there's well over a mile's worth of materials in the library. One-third of that will go to the old powerhouse. The rest will go to storage.
What we have to do is take the books off the shelves, take the shelves apart, move the shelves down the road, put shelves back together, move the books in, and put them back on the stacks.
A team of professional movers are helping. The library will reopen tomorrow in its new space at 11 o'clock in the morning.